Everybody, welcome back to Steal the Show podcast. We are talking about some movies. We got some movie news. We got spooky movies, a movie we watched this weekend. I'm the host, Steel Mitchell. With me is my co-host and only a co-host. Don't let him convince you otherwise.
Hello, Go. I'm Sam Sonneman. What's up? Hey, I'm the real host of the show.
Yeah.
I have been overtaken this week. Please help me.
Yep. Look, hostile takeover is still a takeover, no matter how you chalk it up. So
we'll see where we end up next week. If I'm back as, if I have reign dominance again as the host, or Steel has somehow slithered his way into the position yet again.
Yes, I'm sure this is why people watch the show, to see the ever-shifting power structure between.
I'm sure it keeps people on the edge of their seat every week.
Absolutely riveting.
What are we looking at this week, Steel?
I mean, you know what else keeps people at the edge of their seat? Kept them at the edge of their seat when it came out, because they saw it multiple times.
What did?
Avatar did. And you know they're shooting four sequels to that movie.
Ooh. Right?
So, apparently, Sigourney Weaver said she is currently working on Avatars 4 and 5, which means 2 and 3 seem to be done working.
There's a fifth one?
Yeah, they're making four more.
Oh my god.
Yeah, insane. No idea how they're going to go with this.
Somebody's going to stop James Cameron.
Honestly, Cameron's done nothing for the past 8 years except work on Avatar sequels.
That's true.
First one said to be hitting theaters December 18th, 2020.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Avatar 5 premiering by 2025.
Ooh.
So we're going to be getting Avatar movies back to back to back to back if they ever actually come out.
I doubt they will.
They've been shooting, so still no details on where these sequels are going to go. But somehow Sigourney Weaver is back despite having died in the first one. No idea how that's going to work out.
As you do. Maybe it's a social experiment that James Cameron is doing on us. He's like, you know what? I'm going to make five more. See how much they can take.
Maybe. Maybe he's just releasing the same one over and over and over again, except shot slightly differently.
I like blue people too.
Yeah.
Blue lives matter.
Yep.
What's next up?
You know what else lives matter? A new SpongeBob movie. Bikini Bottom origin story.
Okay.
They're making a third SpongeBob movie, which I would forgive you for forgetting that there was a second one. That was the weird live action one.
It wasn't that good. Was not that good.
I actually thought it was kind of good. It wasn't fantastic, but I didn't think it was going to be good at all, and I actually enjoyed it a bit.
Well, I didn't think the first one, or I thought the first one was amazing, so the second one was just shit.
Yeah, well, compared to the first one, that movie is, it's too good. But third one is titled SpongeBob Movie. It's a Wonderful Sponge and will be an origin story about the inhabitants of Bikini Bottom. So that's kind of interesting. I don't think that's anything I really need to see.
Yeah.
Per se. But if it's good, then, you know, here's another. Okay. The movie is also said to contain a full CG version of the underwater world. So does that mean...
Does that mean live action?
I don't know. I hope not. But
I don't know.
Maybe it might just mean 2D animation, but that seems to imply 3D.
Maybe the backgrounds are real life, but it's cartoons.
Yeah, maybe.
That could be fine.
Yeah, we'll see, I guess. I hope it's not 3D, but, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
So, whose origin story do you want to see the most?
I really don't care.
Yeah?
Honestly. Sandy.
Sandy? Oh, actually, yeah. Sandy probably does have the most interesting origin story.
How'd she get to Bikini Bottom?
Yeah, from Texas.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I wonder if this is going to mess with the canon. Because a bunch of the characters have origin stories already, don't they?
Nobody cares.
Yeah, probably not. But we'll see if that's any good. I have three pieces of Avengers 4 news. So,
ooh, I think I know.
Rattle those off back to back to back. What do you think's the first one? And yeah, the
That
right
girl, okay. Number one, that girl from 13 Reasons Why might be cast as the girl Hawkeye.
That was actually number two. Sorry.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen 13 Reasons Why.
I have.
Is she pretty good, I guess?
She's fine.
Which girl is she? Is
she's
she
the
girl?
Guy, she's the main one.
Like, is she alive or is she the one that died?
She's the one who killed herself.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, she's good. She's fine. She's in Love, Simon.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Second bit of news. Let's guess. Crossbones has been reported on set.
Oof. That was my third bit of news.
Ah, the third bit of news got me again.
All out of order. But Crossbones.
Not surprised. If they're doing a time travel thing or memory thing, so, I mean, it's whatever.
Right. And I thought Crossbones was criminally underused in Civil War. His sequence is great, and he's a really good villain for what he does, but I was really sad that they killed him off right away. So, bringing him back through time travel, it's really the only way it's going to work, and I hope he gets some more badassery in, because I really like the design of him, and I thought he was very compelling, especially with his backstory from the Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It basically confirmed time travel. Like, they don't even try to hide it anymore. Everybody's
I don't know. Who knows?
It could be massive flashbacks, I suppose. But that seems very unlikely.
If it's not done well, this will probably be my last Marvel movie for a while.
Yeah.
Other than like the Spider-Mans and stuff.
I don't see it not being done well, honestly. But we'll see, I guess.
But like my enthusiasm carrying over from all these characters I love into just a new team, not a fan.
Gotcha. So you aren't going to be as invested once all the biggies are gone, is what you're saying.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, I can see that. I think they'll definitely have to get back to where they are, though. Like, look at Thor. Thor was nobody's favorite character until Ragnarok.
That's true.
So they can do it with all of them. And a lot of the new characters have a lot of room for growth.
That's very true.
Speaking of Avengers 4, last bit of news for that. And actually, first one I was going to say.
Pepper Potts and Rescue Armor.
Oh, that wasn't even one I had. But yeah, that happened. That was just like, that was a while ago. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the news?
This one was just that the trailer will arrive before the end of 2018.
Oh, I heard that too. Yep. Kevin Feige has confirmed.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Hopefully they'll reveal that title as well as the trailer.
I think they basically had one, and I thought it sounded really good.
Which one was that?
Just keep going on with news. I'll find it.
Okay, cool. I'm going to say my favorite title rumor I heard was Avengers Eternity War. I thought it fit nicely with Infinity War, and it works if they're doing time travel.
Nah.
Yeah?
No, all there's right. One that was really good.
Okay. Well, this is the last bit of news. I didn't find that much that seemed worth a talk. So, Halloween 2018 sequel talks are underway. And Jamie Lee Curtis says she'll return if the director returns.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? Big, big surprise, am I right?
I mean, I feel like you have to go on a new story at this point, because I don't know how long they can drag out their fighting thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear LeBron James picked up producing credits on the new Friday the 13th movie?
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I saw something about that, but I didn't know that was like a real thing.
Yep. That is a thing.
Maybe he'll be Jason. What do you think of that?
No.
No?
I don't think of that.
Too tall?
Yep.
Jason's a short guy. Yeah. That makes sense. But yeah. Halloween was good, right?
It was fine.
Cool beans.
You still haven't seen it.
No, I have not.
So we saw this weekend a movie, a little movie called Grave Encounters, which middle school Sam very much enjoyed. Let's see, you know, if I still enjoyed it or not.
And here's the big reveal. Did you?
I didn't think it was as good as I remembered, but it was still pretty good.
All right. Yeah, I thought it was pretty solid as well. Definitely starts off a little iffy. It's kind of starts off as a parody of those ghostly, ghost hunters type shows where they go into a place and lock themselves in and gather evidence, and then they play it to you on TV with spooky music. Ooh, it's a ghost.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, the beginning, there's a lot of shaky cam. It's found footage, by the way. Should mention that. And so many zooms. There's more zooms than The Office, which is a lot of zooms. Definitely part of the parody aspect, but it did get annoying, I thought.
Yeah, I felt like in the beginning there was a lot of really bad shaky cam, and I think they were parodying sort of the genre of those paranormal investigators. But as the movie went on, I noticed less and less.
Yeah.
They did a really annoying zooms in the beginning, and I think that was also to parody it. It got annoying. But they completely got rid of it when the movie actually started.
When the spooks get going, yeah.
When the spoops get spooping.
And a lot of it was actually shot by just still cameras that they had set up in the place they locked themselves in. So really do kind of solve that problem.
Yeah.
Team paranormal investigators go into a psychiatric hospital that's supposed to be haunted, and they lock themselves in for 8 hours, and they're trying to see if they can record anything spooky, and they're kind of like, but we'll just record some fake stuff in case we don't get any real spooky stuff. But then, turns out, it's actually haunted.
Spooky.
Yeah, pretty spooky.
So, me going in beforehand, I knew what was going to happen, sort of. I hadn't remembered the whole thing, because I mixed one and two up, usually. But did this catch you off guard in any regard, or what were your feelings going into the haunted house?
Well, it had a couple of good scares, actually. And the budget was, I would imagine, pretty low, but I think that it looked pretty good with what effects they did. Yeah, it definitely got me a couple of times. The characters were pretty much nothing. There was not much to them.
Okay.
But I thought the movie did more right than it did wrong. Definitely the biggest negative would be the characters, and it does kind of wrap itself up. It seems like a bunch of characters they don't know what to do with just start, you know, they start going crazy, or they find some way to just get them out of there by the end of the movie. And so it wraps up a little bit awkwardly, but I think for the majority of it, while they were locked in the hospital, it was funny for the first, you know, 5 or so minutes, and then once the spooks started happening, it was actually pretty intense.
Okay. Yeah, I totally agree with all that. Characters are a bit dull.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think – I only remember two of their names.
I remember one of their names.
Yeah, which one?
Oh, I remember two. Houston and Lance Preston.
Yep. Houston was one of mine. And then I remember TC.
Oh, TC also. Okay.
TC was pretty good. Yeah. The girl was there for sure.
And the other guy was there as well.
The other guy, yeah. The girl definitely is given the least to do.
Yeah.
Well, all her character does is just kind of follow the rest of them around. Like, she really doesn't do much.
Yeah.
Why she's even written in.
Something I really appreciate about this this low time budget movie is that they use their set to their advantage. The atmosphere of this hospital is really engrossing, and I really like how it went, because you really feel claustrophobic throughout this whole thing, to the point where when it gets to the point when they're about to get out and everything goes wrong from that point, like they open the door and everything's not as it seems. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, this movie does a really good job of putting this sense of dread in you, and the characters keep trying to find new ways out, And we already kind of know that, like, all right, well, that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
Yeah,
But
but
character.
going along with what they're trying, they're like, you know what? That's actually a good idea. Might work. Let's go to the roof. Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
They do come up with reasonable ideas.
Yeah, and that's one thing I can say about this movie is your cliche super dumb people, they're not dumb.
Right. I think they make mistakes at the beginning, but one thing that they do that most horror movies don't is they actually learn from their mistakes. Like, there's a point where they split up, and then that goes horribly wrong. The one guy who ends up going on his own gets pushed down the stairs by a spirit. So from that point on, they never split up again, which I really appreciated.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot in horror movies where people are like, oh, I'm gonna be dumb and just not listen to anything. But once they realized, you know, this is a real thing, they were like, okay, A game thinking on. We're not gonna do this like normal. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you give it, Steel?
I'm gonna give it 7.5 ceiling hands out of 10.
I like it. I'll give it six king me
All
six
right.
six haunted checkerboards out of 10.
Pretty good. Good ratings.
I like it. I like it.
I would recommend it if you want a pretty short, low commitment horror movie.
I would completely agree. And Steel, you know what it's time for?
What's that?
It is time for you to guess the box offices.
Woo! Exciting.
Okay, number five this week.
Number five. What came out this week? Ooh. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't even know what came out this week. Okay. I think I got top three. I should have down. Number five. First Man.
Nope, first man number seven. Number five, Hunter Killer.
Hunter Killer. I forgot that even was a thing.
Oh,
That
yeah.
looks like crap, doesn't it?
What's that?
Look at the poster for that movie.
Looks generic, but Double Toasted said it wasn't bad, but it
Really?
wasn't good, so it was a waste of time.
Nice. I think it has the worst poster ever. It's just red,
Well,
Gerard Butler and Gary Oldman just staring.
what about Ready Player One's poster?
Oh, that poster was pretty atrocious. You're right, you're right. Maybe they'll be tied for worst poster ever.
How about I want you to Google right. Do you have something that you can Google on? Google the poster for Father Figures.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you guessed the number four.
Oh, number four is it gonna be Venom?
It is not Venom. It is Goosebumps 2, Haunted
Goosebumps
Halloween.
up? Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, they're making moves out here.
Boy, watch out for
Action.
Goosebumps.
Yep. Spoopy.
Father Figures poster is okay. It's just all the actors.
Yeah, but they're not even in the same picture.
They're not?
Like,
Oh, like they're photoshopped.
they're
Oh.
not looking in the same direction, nothing.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Yeah. I'll give you that. It's pretty bad.
Number three.
Number three, Venom.
Yep, Venom, right. Number two.
Woo-hoo. A Star is Born.
Correct again, number one.
Halloween.
Oh, it's Halloween. He got it right. Ding,
Woo.
ding, ding, ding.
3 out of 5. I think that's what I
You're
got
a
last week.
winner.
Oh, so proud of
Now you got
myself.
to get. The day will come where you will get none of them right. I'll trick you one day.
Yeah, it will. It will.
But you know what?
Not today.
You know what?
Wait.
We won't get tripped on.
What?
What we've been watching or watched this week in movies and TV.
Ooh. All right. Well, you want to give it a go, or shall I take the first leap?
I'll start out because I probably hit more stuff this week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. None of the stuff I'm going to say is from this week. So,
Yeah. I saw Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and it
oh,
was great.
was it now?
Sam Rockwell playing the president of the universe.
Can't go wrong with that. That's for sure.
You cannot. It started a bunch of people's career. All the acting is great. I think it's really creative. And it actually has a really deep message underneath it all. Really enjoyed it.
Nice, nice. Yeah, you have been vigorously recommending it to me. And yeah, you want to know if it made its money back?
Hitchhikers?
Yeah.
I bet it didn't.
It barely did. Budget Aww. 50 million, worldwide gross 104 million. So if you got to factor in marketing, probably made 4 million bucks.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those things that maybe a main audience wouldn't be invested in. Like,
okay.
It was marketed sort of as a kids movie, but I feel like there's a lot of deep themes in there that adults will get into.
Okay.
And have a lot of fun with. How about you, Steele? What did you watch this week?
Well, this week, and by this week, I mean like a month ago, I was watching The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Which is fitting because it's October and it's spooky season and Walking Dead's about zombies. And it may be coming to an end soon because they're pulling record lows with the new season. But I've gotten through season 5 and I like it a lot. I haven't gone back to it after finishing season 5 because I've been watching just other series. But I think I will get back to it sometime. I'm still pretty invested with the characters, and I've looked at the ratings on IMDb, and it looks like it doesn't get bad until after season 6. So I can definitely throw out at least one more.
That's about when I quit. I see AMC pumping the hell out of their advertising to show that Rick's going to die this Sunday.
Yeah, which is questionable advertising at best.
Yeah, I doubt he's going to die.
Okay, you need to rate Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
8.5 space President Sam Rockwell's out of 10.
Wow, that's a lot of President Sam Rockwell's.
Dear presidents.
Pretty good. Yeah. So back to The Walking Dead. What sticks out for me is the characters. I think they all undergo a really satisfying arc. And I really like how they set up different character arcs over different spaces of time. Like,
yeah.
Rick's arc kind of ended a while ago, and I'm sure he'll have something else later on. But a lot of the original characters are kind of as developed as they're going to be for a while. But they do introduce new characters at different points in the show that all have different story arcs. You never know when someone's going to die, which sucks sometimes because sometimes they kill off a character that they maybe shouldn't have. But sometimes that makes for a lot of tension, especially when it's a character that you didn't particularly care for. It seems like they kind of know which characters are okay to kill off when they do cross the line every once in a while, though.
Yeah, I agree. Except after the point where you are, it gets really boring.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, it got kind of boring already in, let's see, before, there were like a couple episodes after the prison gets taken down. It was like 5 episodes of wandering through the woods. Just a lot of wandering through the woods.
That's true, but you know what isn't boring?
What's that?
Daredevil, and I heard you watched more of it.
Oh, I did. I watched 3 more episodes just now, so I've got 4 to go. Wait, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, no, wait. Yeah, 5 left to go. So, ooh, it's getting really good. I rated the last 3 episodes all 10 out of 10.
Damn. I told you.
Yeah. It's in the trailers where you get a bit of Daredevil versus Daredevil action. That action sequence was amazing.
Bullseye's so good.
Yeah, that's my favorite sequence of the season so far. Even better than the 11-minute one, which was also a 10 out of 10 action sequence.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting back into it a lot. Even the characters like Karen and Foggy, who I kind of like at the start of the season was like, yeah, I don't know that I care that much about them anymore. Yeah, I'm getting back into them, for sure.
Okay, okay.
I'll have it finished by next week.
That's good to hear. But you know what I'll have finished by next week also?
What?
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Oh, interesting, interesting. I don't know much about that. I watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch or whatever.
I saw cartoons from time to time. I think it's taking after Riverdale. I've never seen Riverdale, but it has more of like the teen drama type aspect to it. But this show, I think it's pretty good. They strike a good blend between actual drama, you know, fun, and sort of a parody on the genre itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it about, like, at the base level? I really don't know.
So Sabrina is a witch, and basically when you turn 16, you have to go full witch.
Okay.
And, like, sign your soul over to the devil or something.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, that's not for me.
Okay, and, reasonable.
Yep, and they're like, oh no, what? And now I'm at the episode where basically the devil confronts her in the form of her principal, and he's like, dude, I'm gonna make your life a living hell if you don't give me your soul.
Wow, that actually sounds really good.
I'll send you the trailer after this. It actually looks pretty good.
Okay, nice. That's good. I didn't like Riverdale. I thought it's super cheesy, and it seems like it's made for not me. But
I don't know, some of the music choices in there are pretty cool too. Some good callbacks, some good shots in here as well, and I really like the main actress.
Okay, nice.
Yep. So I'm on episode 3. The episodes are really long, like they're called parts. So like one episode could be an hour and 10 minutes.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, but there's only like 4 parts or something. So, yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, that's about it. That's kind of all I've been watching. I've been watching a little bit of Scrubs from here and there. It's okay.
Okay, nice.
I finished Community. That was really good.
Oh, Community's good.
Community is great.
Yeah, I'm only like 2 seasons into Community. I gotta get on that.
Yeah.
After The Walking Dead and I got a lot of things.
Very true. I will be watching more movies this week, more TV shows, and I'm sure you will do the same.
Oh, I have one more thing I did watch, actually. I totally forgot.
Okay.
I watched Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Ah, how was that?
It was really funny. It's a horror comedy, and it was pretty good. It's kind of, you never know what exactly is going to happen next, and the way that they took it was really not what I was expecting from the beginning. So I appreciated that quite a lot. It's just a funny movie about this group of teens that goes camping in the woods. And they think that these two hillbillies, Tucker and Dale, are going to kill them, basically. There's one of the teens goes just absolutely off the rails at some point, and it's highly entertaining. I would highly recommend it for a good laugh.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll give it 7 mishaps out of 10.
All right, that is a weak rating, yep. But I'll accept it.
All right, good, you better.
I think that's the show this week.
That is. It's a short one, but we didn't see much, so.
Yep. If you enjoyed this podcast, do a little applause on Anchor or whatever that is. Give us a favorite or whatever that is. On Spotify, you give us a follow. I guess that's how you do it on there. Apple Podcasts, the same. Hit us up with a follow, comment, do whatever you want. Email us at whatever email is on there.
You don't have to email us.
You can email me, baby.
All right.
Also, YouTube channel Steal the Show. That's about it. And remember,
Steal the Show.
Steal the Show.
Steal the Show.